Everyone, welcome. It's Andres Off the Record. And this is a follow-up to an episode I did yesterday called What's in the Server Box? I got it from Seven. So so this is a follow-up to that, just to clarify something, because even though I had my questions, it's become official today. So the Department of Justice, on behalf of Attorney General Bill Barr, has come out to say that his words with respects to investigating voter fraud were taken out of context, and that's not what the AP technically quoted him as saying. So what supposedly Bill Barr said, and if I can pull it up, Bill Barr told the AP that attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they've received, but to date have not seen fraud on the scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. So this is important considering that everybody was losing their minds yesterday. See, Bill Barr said there's nothing there. But they didn't say anything about him continuing investigations, not just in this case, but also where the whole Russia collusion hoax came from. He's still investigating that. And instead, there was talk about some other news investigating that there was some bribes, perhaps a bribery scheme to have the White House pardon individuals as Trump's on his way out. So the story behind that one, I'm not going to weigh into that one, but the story behind that thing is that supposedly that the New York Times was doing this, is like, oh, Rudy Giuliani was asking for a pardon, and Rudy's like, what are you talking about? What? Like, why would they want to be pardoned? That's because of the supposed animosity coming from the Biden administration looking to do like legal investigations into Trump supporters or Trump allies and Trump himself. So that's why someone had asked a few days ago if Trump would pardon himself. To basically, the intent is to shield himself from any litigation from Biden's side for XYZ reasons. So I think that's where it all stems from. But other than that, there hasn't been much spoken on that. And I think that's really all like smoke and mirrors as it tends to be. More on that on tomorrow's episode, which I'm going to be filming back to back. So you see me wearing the same thing, that's why I'm filming back to back today. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that as I jump into the next stage, because I don't know if I'm including him or not including him into what I'm going to talk about. And that's with respect to what is drain the swamp. So when Trump ran for president 4 years ago. Hold on, I need to take a sip of this. I tried to slurp into the microphone. Someone complained that I did that. It's like, well, that's the whole point. I need you to hear me slurping. But anyway, whatever. It's my show, but I do respect comment and feedback. So, anyway, what I was saying is that when Trump ran, he said he was going to drain the swamp. So when all this election fiasco, those of us on their conservative were warning about what was coming, like, oh, great, it's going to be a rigged election. We're going to have a lot of litigation, all this and that. Now that it's happening, people are pretending that we never said anything. I'll save this stuff for the next video. So I'll save that one. Anyway, I was going to talk about CNN. That's going to be tomorrow. So for you, for me, it's still today. So anyway, I mentioned at the onset when all this was getting along that even if Trump loses, he wins, because his mission was to expose the swamp. No one ever said they're all Democrats. They're Republicans too. Look, corruption is rampant among both parties, okay? And so sometimes you do feel like you're picking between two evils. And as I have stated before, the Republican establishment has lost elections since George W. Bush was reelected. George W. Bush was reelected 2 years later, 2006. The Democrats took the House of Representatives. So that's a loss towards the Republican establishment. They put up John McCain, lost against Obama big. They put up Mitt Romney, lost against Obama really big. Then they put up other nominees. They didn't like Trump. They didn't want Trump. They didn't even want to invite him to the RNC back in 2016. And Trump ended up winning. And then yesterday's episode, Where's the Server Box? I played a clip from a House of Representatives individual, I forget his name. And in that one, he was talking about how there have been deep state individuals that have been after Trump since he was running for president. So while he was president, they were trying to sabotage him too. So with respects to that, that's what I mean about this whole draining the swamp thing. Because Republicans that are basically like part of the establishment, part of the problem, are being exposed to this entire process. And that's why I say even if Trump loses, he wins, because they are being exposed. Like, for example, you could take it one of two ways. I covered this in Groundhog Election Day Part 4. About the three Republican panel judges that make up the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. They're the ones that dismissed the case. They didn't even bother listening to the case of this whole voter irregularity and fraud stuff. Look, you're probably going to hear like, oh, he's lost everything. He hasn't lost, like when it comes to Trump, he hasn't lost cases. You cannot lose a case when it's not heard. We have judges that are refusing to even give this any credibility. Why not look at the evidence? And again, I ask, if Obama did, if Biden won by 80 million votes, and let's say 5 million of those votes are illegal, when you look at it like, oh, look, these are all wrong, they shouldn't even be counted, toss them out, technically he still beats Trump. So what is the concern to actually do an investigation? So with that being said, an Obama appointed judge in Pennsylvania tossed out the case. That's how Rudy Giuliani was able to get an expedited hearing by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to get it heard last Friday. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said, not even going to bother listening to it, so they dismissed it. And the left wing, like, see, the judges say there's nothing here. No, they just didn't even bother looking at it. There's two perspectives on this. One, these Republican judges are part of the establishment of the government and are protecting their interests there. Or the other perspective is that, well, they don't want to be responsible for something so big. So they just tossed it out and realized, you know what? This gives you enough time to go to the Supreme Court. So I can see both perspectives. That might be it. I like to think so. But I think the greater narrative is the Republican establishment being exposed, especially because of what happened in Michigan, in Wayne County, and what's going on in Georgia. Check this out.
Just to give you all a heads up, this is going to be sort of a two-part press conference today. In the beginning of this, I'm going to do my best to keep it together because it has all gone too far. All of it. Joe DeGeneva today asked for Chris Krebs, a patriot who ran CISA, to be shot. A 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop. Mr. President, you have not condemned these actions or this language. Senators, you have not condemned this language or these actions. This has to stop.
I have no idea who the heck this guy is. Gabe Sterling. This is supposed to be a guy that's in charge of some of the some of the voting systems or whatever. So he works for the Secretary of State's office. Curious though, because he has a Gmail account. So he's out there upset that investigations are being done. In particular, what's being talked about is this left-wing dude that works for the city that was transferring votes from the voting machines to supposedly go inspect them on a laptop. Technically, everything that he did, according to election protocol, was illegal. But supposedly, the Trump supporters have gone out there. They've been doing car rallies outside the house. They've been threatening families. Really? Really? Like, you're making all these allegations up. And first off, if you're going to make some stupid allegations like that, you got to back it up. Especially when you're saying they're circulating, they're sending in pictures of a noose on social media. I checked the social media myself today, this morning. There's nothing there. And either the guy scrubbed his Twitter or literally only has one tweet from 2012. Like, there's zero activity there. So I'm not going to do the Wayback Machine and go check it out. All I'm saying is that these guys are up to their neck in what's going on over there. And particularly what happened on Sunday. Listen to that episode that I did regarding that. What happened with the federal judge waffling on a decision to take the machines, don't take the machines. One of the big things that happened, I'm going to elaborate on this on the election roundup on Election Groundhog Day Part 5 this coming up this Friday. Believe me, it's going to be just as epic as the last one with a lot of stuff going on you're not hearing about. And the case of Georgia, when the judge at night finally said, you know what, lock down these machines, 10 days, don't touch them. And some way, somehow, I don't know if this is the same story of this dude, ended up wiping the machine. I don't think it was this guy. But once someone went over there because a server crashed or a voting machine crashed, and the city worker went over there and wiped the machine. So now you can't check things unless you do a forensic analysis that there might not be enough time for to investigate what was in that voting machine that would conveniently crash during a recount and was completely wiped in Fulton County, one of the most important counties that includes Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. So the Republican establishment is being exposed because Ratzenberger, who's the Secretary of State in Georgia, is a Republican. The governor of that state is also a Republican. Kemp, I think his name is. And these guys are all either a cowering with a yellow strap in their back or the tail between their legs, or these guys are just all in for the establishment and just don't want Trump or whatever it is, even though they wanted him to help him get elected, but they don't want him when it comes to checking anything. It's like, how would you certify the vote and then say you're opening an investigation to 250 claims of fraud? That is the reason you don't certify a vote. Because you yourself admitted on Monday that you're opening an investigation to the actual cases of fraud instead of the ones that were being complained about before. Not to mention that Sidney Powell has big cases against Georgia right now and Michigan, and opening one in Virginia. But anyway, if there's all these questions and you're opening an investigation, why did you certify the vote? That is the reasonable doubt for why you don't certify. And the governor said the same thing. Like, yeah, we've got to investigate this. We've got to do an audit. So why did you certify the vote? So this goes into the whole argument I was making, that it's a hot potato they don't want to touch. Doesn't matter. These Republicans are spineless. They have been the problem, and that's why I've had an issue with the Republican Party for so long, because finally someone takes on the giant machine. And you're seeing the entirety of that machine going against the Trump campaign and the Trump supporters. Big tech, mainstream media, the Republican establishment, the Democrat Party. Take every single left-wing advocate group. Everyone's out there in full force against this. And because we have Trump, who isn't George W. Bush, who would turn the other cheek, that actually stands up and makes a stand and defends morality, principles, values, and the founding of this country, he's the problem. Well, he's got over 70 million Americans backing him up. I don't know. I don't believe at all that there's 80 million people that voted for Biden that are alive. And when I have yet to meet one person that said they were voting for Biden because he inspired them and because he would change America and that that they love his policies, I have not met one person say that. Everything has been, do you like Trump or don't you like Trump? That's what the whole election was, and that's what the media wanted. That's going to dive into in the next episode about that. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that the Republicans are being exposed. And the here's a warning to the Republican Party. If you do not stand up for Trump now, you just lost those 70 plus million voters, and you'll never ever win again. Because you're missing the point as to why this president, in his reelection, got more votes than any other incumbent ever has in the history of the United States. We voted for him. We didn't vote for the party. So if you want to win in Georgia, you better wise up to that. So that's my thoughts here. The swamp is being drained and the Republicans are being exposed. That's why I say even if Trump loses, he wins. Because he's exposing them. And I believe him when he says that if he doesn't get reelected and Biden wins, that he will run for 2024. It's like, well, you'll have my backing then. Something dramatically changes, but he's going to have my backing then. But until then, how much damage will be done to our system between now and then? And will the corrupt system that's in place right now, will it be uprooted or not? We're hoping that it's uprooted. Because we only have 1 month into the next big elections in Georgia. So we'll see where this goes. Freaking Ratzenberger. Anyway, that's it for this episode of Off the Record. Thank you so much for watching. As always, I'll see you in the next one.